It is Sofi, which is a hall in which a lot of people gather at times. It is classified as Rosh Hashayachid as far as Shabbos is concerned. But it would be classified as Rosh Hashayachid Le'inyan Tuma. Now, in this case, we mean it's literally a Rosh Hashayachid Le'inyan Shabbos. It's not a Karmelis. And since it has vault, it would be a Rosh Hashayachid. And anybody who carries front of the Sofi into the Rosh Hashayachid would be Chayav Echados. And that is what we need to be considered Rosh Hashayachid for Shabbos. You need to have mechitzah, you need to have a fence or a wall. But as far as Tumah is concerned, even though it has walls, it's still considered a Rosh Hashayachid, as to be classified as a Rosh Hashayachid Le'inyan Tumah. If there are people there, then it would be classified as a Rosh Hashayachid Le'inyan Tumah, even though at the time the Safek Tumah occurred, there were less than three people there. Since there are times where there are a number of people there, then it would be classified as a Rosh Hashayachid Le'inyan Tumah. And a hall which is made for a gathering of a lot of people, certainly at times it has a lot of people there. So therefore, even though at the time the Suffolk Tumah occurred, there were less than three people there, this Suffolk Tumah would be considered a Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbin, and the din is that it would be tar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Omer Hu B'Pesach Hazeh, V'Roas HaNechnasim Et HaYotim, V'Pesach HaLoz, Rosh Hashayachid L'Kach U'L'Kach. Rabbi Yehuda says, if this Pesukim is a small hall, that when you stand in one entrance, you can see the people entering and leaving from the entrance on the opposite side of the Basilki. In such a case, it would be Rosh Hashayachid, both Le'inyan Shabbos and Le'inyan Tumah, as since it's a very small hall and it does not hold a lot of people. And at the time the Suffolk Tumah occurred, there were less than three people there, it would be considered Rosh Hashayachid, both Le'inyan Shabbos and Le'inyan Tumah, Ve'im Lot. But if you can see the people entering and leaving from the entrance on the other side of the hall, Rosh Hashayachid LeShabbos, or Rosh Hashayachid LeTumah. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Tanakhama, and he would classify the Pesukim as the Rosh Hashayachid LeInyan Shabbos, but a Rosh Hashayachid LeInyan Tumah. Sechataras by Rav Mishnah Tes Paran Rosh Hashayachid LeShabbos, or Rosh Hashayachid LeTumah. A Paran is similar to the Pesukim that we had in the previous Mishnah. It's a large hall. At times, a lot of people gather in that hall. The difference between the Paran and the Basilki is that the Paran has entrances that are opposite each other. The entrance on one side of the hall is directly opposite the entrance on the other side of the hall. And this Paran is classified as Rosh Hashayachid Le'inyan Shabbos. And since it has walls, it's literally a Rosh Hashayachid for Shabbos. It's not a Karmelis. But it's classified as Rosh Hashayachid for Tumah. And since at times, a lot of people gather in that hall, it would be considered a Rosh Hashayachid. And so to the sides of the hall would be considered a Rosh Hashayachid for Shabbos, but Rosh Hashayachid for Tumah. The sides of the hall are the part of the hall that's not directly opposite the entrances. As we mentioned, a Paran has one entrance on one side of the hall and another entrance directly opposite on the other side of the hall. And the sides of the Paran is referring to the parts of the Paran that are not opposite the entrances. And those sides of the Paran are also used by the Rabbin, so therefore there would also be a Rosh Hashayachid for Tumah. Rabbi Meir Aymer had studied Rosh Hashayachid L'kach U'L'kach. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He holds the sides of the Paran are Rosh Hashayachid both Le'inyan Shabbos and Le'inyan Tumah. As according to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbim gather only in the middle of the Paran, not in the sides of the Paran. So since the Rabbim does not gather in the sides of the Paran, the sides of the Paran are considered Rosh Hashayachid both for Shabbos and for Tumah.